This show is part of the Pika Science Podcast, studying the intersection of video games and science.
Bum, 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 Lila's Lessons.
Welcome back, everyone, to Lila's Lessons. I'm Madison, and I am joining your favorite host,
Lila.
Today, we are talking about one of both of our favorite animals, right?
Wolves. They don't go a little bit.
They might. You don't listen to them enough.
When have you ever heard a wolf?
I'm friends with one.
No, you're not.
Yeah, his name's Fred.
You have not. You're not. How do you know his name? It's a wolf. Not a dog.
You know what? His name is Fred. He told me so. He's a lovely gentleman. Anyways, so obviously we're talking about wolves and all things wolves related this week. So, Lila, I have to ask you the most important question, and I know this is a really tricky answer. What is a wolf?
It's really difficult to explain. The best I can say is that they're mammals, and they're a member of the canine family.
Yeah, I mean, they have some general traits, right? Like, overall, we would say that a wolf, you know, they have the ears and the nose and the tail, and they walk on all fours. I think the thing, though, is that it's important to note that defining a wolf and what is and isn't a wolf is actually really hard. So Lila and I looked at several different phylogeny. I can't say words. I'm sorry to all of our biology friends. But we were looking at all the different the charts with the evolutions here and trajectories for wolves and the various subspecies. And we found that it is incredibly hard to define what is actually a wolf.
What is a wolf? It's very hard to explain.
Yeah, because some animals that we once thought are wolves, like a red wolf,
are not wolves.
Are not wolves. And some animals that we thought were jackals, like the Ethiopian, are like the Ethiopian wolf, are now classified as wolves. Yeah. So it's hard. It's complex. The best we can say is that there are two proposals to connect their relationship with dogs. One is that wolves and dogs have a common ancestor. So the red wolves, the gray wolf, and dogs have a common ancestor is one proposal. The other proposal is that dog's ancestor is the gray wolf, essentially.
Wait, what was the first one?
That we said that the gray wolf, red wolves, and the dog share a common ancestor.
But dogs are just domesticated wolves.
So that's a trick, though. You know, none of us were really here when we were domesticating dogs. It's complex, and there's a lot of work going into DNA and genetics, and it's all above your and my head. Today, though, we're going to talk about wolves, and we're going to say for purposes for this episode, there's only how many species of wolves?
Two.
Yeah. Do you know what they are?
The gray wolf and the Ethiopian wolf.
Yeah. And the gray wolf is often just known as the wolf, right?
I mean, when most people think of a wolf, they think of a gray wolf. But
so what is a gray wolf? Can you tell us about it? So what can you tell us about gray wolves?
They were once found widespread all the way to the tropics. They are now just found in the pockets of North America and Europe and Asia.
Yeah, so they're all in the northern hemisphere, right?
They include many subspecies of gray wolves. The most resemble the gray wolf in shape and size includes the
So this could include things like the steppe wolf or Caspian sea wolf, the Arabian wolf, the tundra wolf, Himalayan wolf, Mongolian wolf, Eurasian wolf, Indian wolf, Iberian wolf, Arctic wolf, Mexican wolf, British Columbian wolf, Great Plains wolf, Greenland wolf, Northwestern wolf, Eastern wolf, and there's so many more. So what's the other big category here? Ethiopian wolves. What are those?
They're only found in the highlands of Ethiopia, and they're formally classified as a jackal.
Yeah. So why is that different? Why were they reclassified?
Reclassified as a true wolf after DNA evidence that shows it's more closely related to the gray wolf and a coyote than it is to jackals.
Yeah, which is kind of cool to think about. What else do we know about wolves? So you said they're more closely related to coyotes, right?
I mean, I think that's one of the ideas, yeah.
But we're not sure.
I'm not sure. That's just what...
It's many species of wolves, so it seems like they've come from crossbreeding, like mating with, you know, wolves or smaller canines and so forth.
Yeah.
And like dingoes and Egyptian wolves are possibly intermediary species. It's crazy how complex wolves are. I didn't think that it was going to be this hard.
It's not. I told you, they're like, you asked me, so what is a wolf? Well, I don't really know. It's hard to explain. Like, there's not really a wolf and a not wolf. It's just...
Yeah. So where are they found?
The northern hemisphere.
Yeah. So mostly north of the equator. And what makes wolves so special? You have a whole list here, don't you?
Yes, I do. They have a keen sense of smell. They are very good moms. I found that, like, humans put, like, when they're trying to reintroduce wolves to the wild, they put pups in another one's den, and the mom will just take care of it like it's her own pup. They're good swimmers.
Yeah, you learned about some wolves that, like, hunt exclusively in the water, right?
Yeah, they impact entire ecosystems. They hunt in packs. They have strong social dynamics. They have conversations with each other. That's like if one wolf starts howling to start a conversation, other wolves will, like, howl too. They're apex predators, and alpha wolves are not real.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that. So one of the things that is interesting about wolves, they have complex social structures. They're actually very socially intelligent in a way that I don't think most people recognize. And like you said, the moms will adopt other cubs. But we also know that the entire idea of an alpha wolf is a misconception. The original research, and I can't remember his name. I know it's written on your notes, not on my notes. The original researcher.
Mildron?
Milton, maybe? Yeah, maybe that's his name. But the original researcher who came up with the idea of it, essentially an alpha wolf, alpha male, realized that his original research was faulty because it was only done on wolves in captivity. And in the end, as he went into wild wolf families, what he realized was that what he originally thought was alpha males was actually just fathers.
Yeah, they're just being fathers.
And that wolves actually have more of a social structure that's more equal than we would actually assume, where the males and female wolves do share responsibilities. And overall, they tend to work as a community to ensure the survival of the group.
It's not which like is, there's one wolf above everyone else. It's
yeah,
they're all equal.
So anytime someone says, I'm an alpha male, you should look at them and go, well, that makes no sense. That doesn't exist and you're flawed. So why are they so important, Lila?
Many species are endangered, critically endangered, but they also help the ecosystem stay balanced. In Yellowstone, when the wolves were not there, many species just started dying. And like the beavers, when the wolves were not there, there was one beaver den. And then when they came back, started getting, there was more and more and more. They even changed the course of the rivers.
Yeah, you're right. Because what happened is that the wolf's activity impacted where beaver development was, which shaped where the rivers would and wouldn't go. That's one thing. The other thing is that wolves as an apex predator control population of herbivores and grazing animals. And what happens is when grazing animals get out of balance, they actually can disrupt an entire ecosystem, to the point where other animals do not have access to food as well. So you're right, they're super important. Now, there's not a lot of wolf Pokemon, is there?
No.
We technically only have two, but we're going to make a stretch here for two other ones, right?
Yeah, we think they're...
We're going to make a stretch. So Houndour and Houndoom, we're relating them to wolves. Why?
They have pack hunting and they howl.
Yeah, which is like wolves, right? Wolf-like behavior. Which is similar to our next friend, Poochyena, right?
They have pack hunting and howling, just like Houndour and Houndoom.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the next one is related to a wolf, but it's not a wolf that's alive.
Lycan?
Lycan Rock used to be one of your favorites, right?
Uh-huh.
When you were little, you have the dusk form. So uh-huh. they might be based off of the Hokkaido wolves, which is Hokkaido... is part of Japan. It is an island in the northern part of Japan. What I do know is that the Hokkaido wolves, they lived in the mountains, which we say might be related to their type being a rock type, right?
I think those are the ones that hunt the otters.
Oh, okay. What can we say about the midnight form? That's obviously related to a wolf.
One of them is a werewolf.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, right?
The midnight form.
Yeah, and it looks like a werewolf.
It does. It's like on two legs and it has arms and, like, fingers.
Imagine your cute little puppy all of a sudden, like, stands on two legs.
Like, I'm you now.
Yeah. And also the name for Lycanroc comes from the word lycanthrope, werewolf. Now, finally, we have...
Thought I was a werewolf.
You were a werewolf for Halloween a couple years.
No, I mean, Haley thought I was actually a werewolf.
Oh, that's right. You convinced her you were a werewolf. I forgot about that.
She convinced, we were playing a game and she said, you're actually a werewolf, right? I was like, no. And then you had to convince her I wasn't a werewolf, didn't you?
That's right. Because I had to say, like, you've seen her in the moon. Oh, kids. She definitely watches too many movies. So next we have Zaishin and Zamazenta.
The wolves were once native to Great Britain until
And those two Pokemon are from a game that takes place in Great Britain, right?
Yeah.
And we also said that wolves, what else about them?
Wolves are important. Wolves were important hydratic.
Heraldic
symbol for noble families.
Yeah. So like, think about like the medieval crests, right? Kind of like the chairs in the room you're sitting in right now.
Yeah. In one of the books, my books, I saw like wolf artifacts. They like wooden wolf heads. They were carved onto like chairs. Yeah. Like,
I don't remember what kind of animal are on the crests on the chairs in the room you're in now. So now we're talking about the adaptations of these animals or these Pokemon. And first up, we have Houndour and Houndoom, and it's the power that you and I always argue about.
Firepower, which is not an adaptation.
I think it is.
It's not.
I mean, but you can cook your food.
Okay, but they're wild animals. Wild animals eat raw food.
That's fair.
I don't think it'd really be a benefit being able to burn things, burn down forests. Like, it's not a benefit.
What other adaptations do they have?
They can communicate with different cries, and they hunt in packs and use barks to coordinate cornering prey.
Yeah, so just like real wolves, they have different different barks to mean different things. You were telling me sometimes they do it just to talk to each other?
Yeah.
And sometimes they do it because they need help or something?
Yeah.
And real wolves do this too. We see this like in a lot of the canine family, like in African painted dogs and stuff, where they coordinate and hunt in packs and they try to corner prey.
Well, it's easier to hunt them if they're surrounded. They can't really get away.
Yeah, but not every animal hunts that way, right? That's a behavioral adaptation.
Especially the wolves hunt big prey, like deer, moose, really big.
Moose are scary. Hit one of those with your car and your car is not surviving.
But no, they hunt big things. Like, it's probably especially hard for them to get something to eat.
Wolves and orca, the only thing that hunt deer. Or moose, sorry, I meant moose. Poochyena, what are its adaptations?
They hunt in packs and they can chase prey until tired. Large fangs, and they have an acute sense of smell, and they can track down prey. Their hair on its back bristles out to intimidate their foes.
And all these sound exactly like wolf adaptations, don't
they? It does.
Yeah, because they'll chase down, like, they'll corner and find the weakest animal in a herd and chase it till it's tired, right? We've seen this on, like, BBC Earth before, right? Okay, so now we're on to the cute ones, Lycanroc. What are their adaptations? So we got the midday form first. So what adaptations does the midday form have?
It has sharp rocks on its mane, and it uses them as weapons. It's loyal and incredibly swift. It has hones on its weak spots with fangs, and they are very calm and collected.
Yeah, so I think a lot of these are definitely behavioral adaptations. Being calm and collected means you make rational decisions. Being loyal means you're more likely to get along with your pack. But I think like finding weak spots is also a great adaptation here too. Recognizing where your prey is weak and kind of it allows you to, you know, use less energy for the hunt. What about the midnight form?
The midnight form has strong headbutts and a rocky mane, and it can shadow boulders.
Yeah, the midnight form. So it's just, like, super tough, huh? Okay, what about the dusk form?
It's quiet and calculating. It will corner opponents.
Yeah, so it's very much a methodical hunter. It waits for opportunity and corners them. So next we have Zaishin, yeah? Okay, so what about Zaishin?
It absorbs metal and metal particles to transform into weapons. It carries a sword and it can take down Gigantamax Pokemon with a single strike. It's incredibly fast and very strong.
Yeah, it's got a base 170 attack in Gen 8. Like, that's stupid. But also, like, can we just say a dog with a sword is the best adaptation? Zamazenta.
It can absorb metal, and it uses it in battle. It can deflect any attack, and it can shrug off attacks from
Dynamax
Pokemon, and it's also incredibly fast.
And I think this is awesome. I love that they used wolves here, and I love that these wolves have literally a sword and a shield. I love it. I think those are like the coolest adaptations ever. Like, what's your adaptation? I have a sword. So let's go to the closing here. What are some of the threats to wolves? They have a lot of threats, right?
Hunting and habitat loss. Many wolf species struggle with human development, removing their habitats, and governments removing protection on them. The U.S. government almost removed protections for the gray wolf in the Great Lakes region in 2017.
Yeah.
Disease is also a threat. Some wolves, like the Ethiopian, can get diseases from dogs.
Yeah, so like they can get like rabies and stuff, which is kind of scary. So your dog can actually be a bigger danger.
They actually rarely attack humans, but they do attack domestic animals.
Yeah.
Can I also add something to... Many sure. people make wolves out to be the bad guy in stories like Little Red Riding Hood or things like that, which that makes people afraid of wolves because you're making it seem like they're these big monsters that want to hurt people when they're not. They're just animals trying to live their life.
And honestly, wolves don't really attack humans in the way that we pretend they do or act like they do.
No, they
and
don't.
So it's kind of important to recognize that wolves really don't pose us much of a threat. It's more, and it's kind of like foxes, right? We don't like that they take away the food we eat. So what else we got here?
Traffic. In many areas, wolf and vehicle collision can pose a threat to wolves.
Yeah. So, you know, watch where you're driving at night. So there's three things that you can do to help wolves. What can they do?
Help spread accurate information about wolves. Donate to various wolf conservation projects and practice coexistence if you live in a wolf habitat.
Yeah, and we want to make sure and be vigilant, right? We know they were almost removed from the endangered species list. And so when you hear things like that, call your congressman, right? Push for it. We want to protect these things. So once again, Lila, I want to say it was fun and I thank you for doing this with me.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.